Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hope you're having an awesome day. I want to talk to you today about wisdom. What is it? Yeah, let's talk about wisdom. Something we all need, something the world lacks. Job 28:12. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Remember that wisdom and understanding, they go together. We're going to show that. So, for this audio teaching, when we talk about wisdom, it's good to understand and try to meditate on it and seek what it is at its core, right? From that first verse, we know that wisdom is understanding, as I said. Ecclesiastes 7:25, from a man that was supposed to be very wise, Solomon. I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. So here we see wisdom is involving reasoning as well as the earlier verse we looked at, understanding, avoiding foolishness and madness, right? Matthew 13:54. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Talking about Christ himself there. Let's look at this word in the Greek. I always encourage you to look at the Greek words, Hebrew words. Sophia is the word wisdom. It means higher or lower worldly or spiritual wisdom. It means wisdom, a broad and full of intelligence, used of knowledge of very diverse matter. So it's like kind of like well-rounded. Knowledge of human things and divine, acquired by acuteness and experience, summed up in maxims and proverbs. So proverbs and psalms and things like that, parables will show us wisdom and knowledge. So that's a good understanding about what wisdom is. How about Revelation 13:18? Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Talking about the mark of the beast there. Same word, wisdom, understanding, knowledge. Now, beyond the biblical definition that what we understand about reasoning and knowledge pertaining to wisdom, I think a good practical understanding of wisdom is this. Ready? It's knowledge and experience combined to good use produces wisdom. Let me say it again. Knowledge and experience combined to good use leads to wisdom. Ponder that, right? Ponder that. You have knowledge, you have understanding, you have experience, really understanding is wisdom. You have knowledge and you have experience. And when you combine those two, it can lead to wisdom. I think that's why Apostle Paul warned about new believers, novices, not being teachers and leaders. Why? Well, they lack experience, they lack understanding, they lack knowledge, they would then lack wisdom to help others. So this generally comes with men that have been around longer or someone that's very, very sharp with lots of experience. Doesn't have to be old in age, but has to be not a new novice to the faith. I think this next verse kind of examples it also. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. There you go. You got them all wrapped up in one there. Beginning of wisdom, fear of the Lord. Why do we fear the Lord? Because our understanding and our knowledge, and if we have experience reading the scriptures, would cause us to have wisdom to fear God. And we get that through time, experience, biblical study, living this Christian life. And it all helps us gain wisdom, right? That's what we do. But you know what the good news is? Thankfully, while we have to live it out, walk it out, we can also ask God for it. Yeah, you can just ask God for it. He's a good father. Ready? James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Isn't that awesome? So you still need experience, you still need understanding and knowledge, but if you ask God for wisdom, I really believe that God like molds those together for you and helps you get to that place sooner, right? If you're focused on God, you're going to get to it sooner. And finally, true wisdom is found where? Colossians 2:2-3. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom all hid, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So you can certainly have understanding and not have wisdom, but you can't have wisdom without understanding. Think about that. Another verse, Psalm 49:3. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I like that. So wisdom can be attained in this Christian walk, but it must be nurtured. It must be sought after like a precious pearl, combining all these elements together. By walking in God's truth and having understanding, knowledge with experience, we can gain in our wisdom. Isn't that a glorious thing? And we can ask God for more of it. In the New Testament body, the purpose is to train us all up for the work of the ministry, Ephesians 4:12, right? And we do this via doctrine, knowledge, experience, teaching, training, speaking to each other in wisdom. We pour into each other's lives in our own proper role. You know, I'm a teacher, and women aren't supposed to teach me, but my wife and other sisters I know, they bring up good points in their conversation. Sometimes they ask me questions. That helps me. Yeah, I actually learn. I wouldn't say they're teaching me, but they're bringing up points of God's Word, and then God's Word through the Spirit teaches me, and they help round out my experience as a man of God, and I hope I help round out them as well. Wisdom is a needed tool to serve the Lord in holiness and avoid sin and evil in this wicked world, Satan's kingdom that we live in, 2 Corinthians 4:4. So the world, as we know it, is lacking and void of wisdom. Let that not be true of us, right? God once said this, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because that thou hast rejected knowledge and also reject thee. I also will reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. You see faith and works there? Yeah, you got to believe in God and then you got to obey him. And that word there, knowledge, in that verse, it means wisdom. So, saints, I encourage you, have a readiness of mind like the Bereans in Acts 17. Prothumia is the Greek word that means readiness of mind. Seek understanding, walk and gain experience, seek knowledge, and it all combines to bring wisdom for God's people. Then we can all walk in it, encourage each other in it, help each other in it, and we become a glorifying tool to be used for our glorious Savior. Hey, I hope that helps you all to understand what is wisdom, how we walk in it. Last thing, have you known people of either of the world or people that are so-called Christians that made really bad choices? They didn't use knowledge. They didn't use experience. They didn't use understanding. They made very bad decisions, whether marrying an unbeliever or doing a crime they never should have got involved in or making bad decisions. Yeah, it all comes down to what? They lacked wisdom. So if you got important things to decide, make sure you involve the people around you that you trust that you can benefit from their wisdom. I like to do that. I hope you'll do that too, so you can glorify God. Hey, till next time, this has been Brother James. We love you all. Go to our website, don'tperish.com. Thousands of resources to help you in the faith. Till next time, may God be praised.